We are coming up on the anniversary of the October 7th attack on Israel from Hamas, which happened 1 year ago. And that happened right around Yom Kippur, which is one of the high holy days in Israel. And we are on the cusp of that as well right now. Rosh Hashanah is currently happening as we're recording this. And James Lasher is here to join me as we share some videos and share some images of what has been going on in Israel, and it is rather amazing. James, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me again, John.
Yeah, so I want to first share this video here of attack over Tel Aviv, because over the last weekend or so, the last few days, Iran has launched missiles, and it has, in some cases, overwhelmed the Iron Dome. So let's take a look at this.
Oh God. Okay, guys, we gotta get off the roof. These are coming down right next to us here. They're coming down. One just about, we gotta go inside. The ground. It's like a deadly fireworks display over Tel Aviv. Goodness, there was an impact just to the left of us here.
Those are not shooting stars. Those are missiles that are flying over the largest city outside of Jerusalem in Israel. And speaking of Jerusalem, I've got this video, but I want to share this because it's really important that we kind of have the context of the broad strokes of this attack. Here you can see attacks over Jerusalem, the old city there. James, what is your takeaway from some of these images that you're seeing?
Well, Iran just is not caring who they're targeting. I mean, reports have said that the only person killed in these ballistic missile attacks was a Palestinian man. And when we see these rockets flying over major urban centers, all it will take is one errant missile striking the Temple Mount or the Wailing Wall, as you saw in the video, for chaos to erupt, not just in the Middle East, but this would cause worldwide disruption. As whenever you get the very focal point of biblical end times prophecy, which is Israel, which is specifically Jerusalem and the Temple Mount involved in this, it can open the door to a very scary situation. But thankfully, we know what the end game is going to be because we have the Word of God, and we can take comfort in that instead of fear. But it shows a unprecedented response from Iran for Israel assassinating the leader of Hezbollah a few days ago.
Yeah. And so I want to show this picture here, which is actually a viral picture of the Iron Dome in action, where you can see on the right hand of this image, there is missiles heading towards the population center. And on the left hand side, you can see these streaks that are basically, they are missiles that are going up and intercepting these enemy missiles. And this image has gone viral because you can see that there's, you know, it's just one attack after another. And this is how Israel's defending itself. But there are strikes that are hitting the ground, and we want to show some of these right now. Now, this Arabic or Hebrew is neither one of our first languages. I only know a few biblical words. So if they're saying anything that is not kosher, we apologize. But this is primarily, we want to show you what is going on. Here's another image that is really striking. There you can see a lot of impacts that are happening. And this one right here, you can see impacts are actually fast hitting into the cities. Wow. Wow, James. So you've actually spent time in the military. Tell me from your understanding about some of these things that we're seeing. I mean, those are big attacks.
Oh, absolutely. What Israel has is a multi-layered missile defense system with the Iron Dome, which has really caught a lot of headlines. It's the most popular that people know of. That's really for short range unguided rockets. But what Iran fired at them recently were medium to long range guided ballistic missiles. And so those fall under the categories of the David Sling system, as well as the Arrow 2 and 3 systems, which the Arrow 2 and 3 can intercept intercontinental ballistic missiles that even can access space. They go so high up into the atmosphere and into the outer reaches of space. These missiles are bigger, they have more fuel, they cause more damage, and they're faster. And what a lot of the Israeli missile defense system does is these missile defenses ram the missiles. They don't just detonate. The only one that does is the Arrow 2 system. And so if you see an explosion from that, that's the countermeasure detonating next to the warhead. Other than that, when you see the explosions in the skies, those are the missiles detonating from the countermeasure systems that Israel has fired against us. It's a hit-to-kill system.
Yeah. So I found this this information graphic that the BBC put together from the CSIS missile threat, explaining a little bit about the Iron Dome, the David Sling, and the Arrow system. So the Iron Dome basically intercepts short-range rockets, as you said, unguided from within 10 kilometers. So about 6 miles for those of us that don't use kilometers. And David's Sling is 15 kilometers. So that's probably 12 miles or so. And then the Arrow system goes to 100 kilometers. And so they do intercept those ballistic missiles. And going on with that, basically an enemy rocket is fired. A radar detection system picks up that rocket and then tells where that impact point should be. And then if that impact point is an unpopulated area, they kind of let it go. But if the impact would be a city center, they shoot off a intercept rocket and then it explodes near there, destroying the enemy rocket. So James, you were talking about the dangers of an EMP that would basically annihilate all of this.
Sure. Anything that would disrupt the power grid, whether it's a lot of this talk has been here in the United States about the dangers presented to us with an unguarded power grid. The same thing affects Israel. But if you lose power to these defensive countermeasure systems, well, then Iran, Yemen, Hezbollah, even Hamas still, that's within the country that's now fighting a guerrilla war against Israel. They're able to fire these intercontinental ballistic missiles, these short range rockets, and everything in between at Israel, and they would lose their practical abilities to defend their nation from annihilation. But thankfully, they have the hand of the Lord there protecting them as well.
Amen. Amen. James, I know right now as we're recording this, Israel is actually making advances into southern Lebanon. What do you know about that?
Right. So they've amassed troops, tanks, troop transports, as well as fuel for a limited occupation of southern Lebanon. They're trying to root out Hezbollah, which they've already encountered many tunnels, dozens and dozens of them, perhaps over 100 from what reports are coming in as. But they're also continuing to strike Hezbollah headquarters in Beirut, even as we're speaking right now. But what the world is kind of waiting for is the Israeli response to Iran's retaliation. As we see this situation continue to escalate and escalate and escalate, Israel said they will retaliate. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah. Now I want to show a map here that is something that Israel has put out on social media on X. This is a map of Israel, and all of these flags that you see here in the middle are impact points or points that have been under attack. Mm-hmm. And you can see this is really what they mean whenever they say from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. They want to wipe Israel off of the face of the earth, not just the face of the map, the face of the earth. It appears this way. And so our hearts and our prayers go out for the people of Israel, for the leadership there, that they would have wisdom and that they would have that strategy from the Lord. We know all throughout biblical history, I love that Elisha was a prophet that basically God was speaking to him what the enemies, what the Assyrians were doing. And the Assyrian king said, it's like he's in our bedroom. And so we just want to pray that all of the evil attacks of the enemy are thwarted and that the voice of the Lord is heard and that the people of Israel were going to be able to be defended. James, I want to just take a moment and pray for Israel. But before we do that, do you have any closing thoughts?
Well, this, we really see these things escalating at a pace that we haven't. We've seen in the past, Yom Kippur is a time of war in Israel. That's when their enemies have attacked her. And it's so important for us as Christians to pray for our Jewish brothers and sisters, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and to pray over Israel, as the Bible says.
Yeah. So if you want to pray with us, type in the comments, Shalom, praying for Israel, just something like that. Let us know that you agree with us in prayer for our friends over there in Israel. Father God, we just come before you and we say, let your peace reign over this nation. God, they are your chosen people. And we just pray your hedge of protection around them. God, we thank you for this modern technology of the Iron Dome, the David sling, and the arrow system. But Lord God, we know that you are our protector. You are Israel's protector, and they are the apple of your eye. God, we just pray that as we look into the scriptures and we see that the end is coming near, that we would have faith and we would hold on to you. And Lord God, that people in Israel, people around the world would see and be aware of the soon coming of the Messiah, the return of Jesus to take his bride with him. And Lord God, we just pray for the safety of our friends over there and that this would come to a resolution quickly. We just ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
James, thank you so much for being here. And I want to remind everybody, make sure you're paying attention to charismanews.com for breaking news from a spiritual perspective. We've got the pending red heifer sacrifice, which could be happening at any moment now. We are in the midst of Rosh Hashanah. We have Yom Kippur coming up. And these are things that you want to make sure that you are aware of as they unfold. So make sure you stay tuned to the charismanews.com website and this YouTube channel here so that you can get breaking news from a spiritual perspective. I'm John Matarazzo, and this is James Lash.